You are listening to Leeds Student Radio. This is Emma Rice on the phone with Ray Morris. Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm very good, thank you. We're very, very excited that you're coming to Brudenell Social Club this Sunday.
Me too. I can't believe that it's come around so quickly already. It's like, yeah, I've not played a gig in Leeds for ages, well, apart from Leeds Festival, but not a proper gig.
When was the last time that you played in Leeds?
Oh, I think it probably was on the Bicycle Club tour just a couple of months ago. So not that long, but it's still I'm ready for
a solo show there. Exactly.
Exactly.
I have seen that this summer, speaking of working with the Bombay Bicycle Club and others, you were at the iTunes Festival this summer sharing a stage with Paolo Nutini. How was that for you?
Oh yeah, that was incredible. I think I'm still kind of digesting it all because just playing with Paolo in itself was a big deal, because I remember going to see he was one of the first games I ever went to in Blackpool when I was about 15, so it was pretty overwhelming. And the Roundhouse is kind of an amazing venue, so it's all very exciting.
Did you get a little bit starstruck?
I did, yeah. Probably, like, he came over to say hello in the catering bit just before the gig, and I got a bit jittery.
That's understandable, though. I feel like any female faced with Paolo would be like, hi there, marry me, please.
I know, it's weird. He's like ridiculously beautiful. I don't know where it comes from, actually.
That's
crazy.
Brilliant. Well, speaking of other artists, do you reckon that you are more influenced by artists that are around at the moment, or do you look back to the past to sort of influence your sound a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it's different. Like, I'm influenced by the people around me, my peers and kind of friends that I've made along the way, like Bombay and people like that. And that's a kind of very present, like, everyday inspiration that kind of makes me want to write in the morning, because I know that there's loads of great things happening and I want to be part of that. But then for like my heart and my actual the soul of what I do, I definitely am inspired by people like Joni Mitchell and Kate Bush and just the things that they did then that really changed music. Yeah.
Do you have a dream collaboration? You can look back into the past. Do you reckon you and Joni would make a dream team together?
Oh man, I never even think about things like that, because the thought just kind of I just can't even bring that to mind. But I think that she sounds like an incredible lady, and I could definitely sit around and have a good chat with her.
definitely. So you're now joining the group, like Lucy Rose also worked with Bombay as well. Do you think there'll be a chance of you guys working together again, or are you just going to be focusing on your solo stuff for now?
Well, I guess I'm never sure. Like, things like this kind of always seem to be really natural, and you kind of just got to go with the flow a little bit. And Bombay are my friends, and if they ever wanted me to do anything in the future, I'd 100% be up for it. I think the key is just to keep being as creative as possible. And I'm quite open-minded when it comes to things like that now.
Talking of collaborations, you working with Friars on your track Cold earlier this year, how did that come about? Because the track itself is a really beautiful narrative based on a kind of question and answer, and you can really see that in the video as well. So who basically came forward and said, I really want to work with you? Was it Friars coming to you, or was it the other way around?
Well, basically, Fires is another kind of example of somebody who's become a good friend of mine over the last couple of years, because we recorded two of my early EPs together, and he produced them. So we'd kind of written together before, and we were just like at his parents' house playing on the piano, and he had an idea that it might be cool to do a proper duet, like a real Nancy Sinatra, Lee Hazlewood duet. And I think we just kind of, the more we talked about it, we realized that people don't really do those duets anymore. They're kind of, it's a big collaboration thing going on, but it's usually just a featured vocal.
And a producer or something like that, yeah.
Exactly. So we just wanted to do a proper duet where it was a conversation and a story told.
Yeah, well, it works absolutely brilliantly. And that song was out in July, wasn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely get a hold of that if you possibly can. That's along with the EP. And so does this mark you coming to Leeds? Does this mark the end of a tour, or are you beginning, or are you midway through? If people can't catch you this Sunday, where's the next place that they can catch you?
Well, I'm doing a tour with George Ezra, supporting him, which happens next month. So if they miss the lead show, this week. There's the tour with George. I'm not sure whether it's sold out or not, but I'm super excited to be touring with him. And then I think my album's going to be coming out in the new year, so I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be doing a UK headline tour around the album coming out as well.
Brilliant. Oh, my goodness, Ray.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of you with all of your incredible contacts, touring with George and just friends with Bombay, as you do. But it will be, I'm definitely coming along to the gig on Sunday, so hopefully I'll catch you then. But if you're around in Leeds, get yourself over to the Brudenell Social Club this Sunday, or if not, just keep an eye out for the beautiful work of Ray Morris. Thanks so much for taking the time out to speak to us, Ray.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
No worries.
Okay, bye.